This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Sean O'Brien joins me live in studio. He's the director of the Center for the Constitution at James Madison's Montpelier. And we were to have been joined today by Tim Longo, who is the chief of police for the city of Charlottesville. And we're just going to assume that something has come up that has demanded his attention. And that is fine.
Absolutely. That's what we want our police officers doing.
Yeah. If there's somewhere he is needed, then go and serve. But we will try to get him in here soon. I've been meaning to talk to him. I see him at ACAC quite a bit, and I keep saying, we need to get you on the show. Let's do it. So we will talk to him soon. Sean, remind us what the Center for the Constitution is, and we'll talk about what Tim was going to talk about today.
Okay. The Center for the Constitution is an educational wing at Montpelier, and what we do is short-term residential seminars for teachers, judges, journalists, elected officials, and police officers, and we teach them about the founding principles of the United States and the Constitution.
So all these folks out there on the right and the left, or, you know, libertarians, everybody, the folks who say, we need to read our Constitution, people, we need to get back to the Constitution, we need to remember what were the principles there, your organization in Montpelier is doing just that.
That's exactly right. We are reading the Constitution, we're reading the Federalist Papers and other original primary source documents to get people to understand where we came from, not to instill particular partisan bias in them, but to get them to understand what the founders were reading, what the founders were writing, so that they can think about it and incorporate it into their own ideology. They can incorporate it into the way they teach in the classroom. They can incorporate it into articles they write as journalists, into decisions they make as judges, any number of things.
So in the years now that you've been working on this and creating programs to teach the Constitution to Americans from all different walks of life, what do you think it is that is the one thing that most people don't know, or that as they participate in your programs, the one thing where you see people going, wow, and I never knew that?
I think most people have probably taken the time at some point in their lives to read the Constitution, but to actually read it and take the time and understand it and realize some of the things that were in there that were incredibly foresighted, you know, the founders realized that something was going to be an issue, and they incorporated it into the Constitution. Some of that is, I think, fairly astounding to people. And the process by which the Constitution was created is, I think, fairly surprising to people.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about bipartisanship and compromise. I mean, that document, there's a lot that didn't get in. And there was a whole lot of arguments that went in. And what we are looking at is a true compromise among people who really disagreed.
Oh, and they disagreed about many things. Small states versus large states, slavery versus non-slavery. There was a lot of things going on that they were able to work through. Now, one of the things that's interesting that we would never tolerate today is they did this all behind closed doors. And so a lot of the American public at the time was very skeptical, and they were thinking that, you know, some sort of backroom deals were happening, and they were not really happy about the privacy. But the members of the Constitutional Convention felt that it was very important, because then they could have these conversations in the open without the next day seeing the headlines saying so-and-so said whatever or compromised on whatever.
Yeah.
They could actually come around and have discussions and in private discuss these issues.
Yeah. And that's where I'm torn as a big believer in open government. I'm torn because I know that that is a fact, that you can really have some conversations that you otherwise wouldn't be able to have if there was a reporter in the room.
Right.
And the end result is you might actually have a better constitution or better policy, whatever the subject matter is.
I'm exactly with you. I feel the pain of the legislators wanting to have these conversations behind closed doors, but the absolute importance, especially in modern campaigns and elections with the money involved, of having this all out in the open so that we don't see anything happening behind closed doors where we find out later that there was a lot of money changing hands somewhere.
We're talking with Sean O'Brien. He's the director of the Center for the Constitution at James Madison's Montpelier. And the website is?
www.montpelier.org for the Montpelier as a whole, which is the home of James Madison, of course, up in Orange County. And you can go to center.montpelier.org to learn specifically about the programs that the Center for the Constitution hosts.
Yeah.
And we do most of our seminars for specific audiences, and we raise money so that they don't have to pay to come to the seminars. We are starting to do some tuition-based programs, and so I'd like to come back in a couple of weeks and talk about a seminar we're going to do probably in June that will be open to the general public where they can pay and come and spend a couple nights at Montpelier and study the Constitution with a constitutional scholar, regardless of what career they're in.
Wow. Now, that's really exciting. And that's a first for y'all, right?
That'll because be the first time. Yeah.
Everything you've done thus far over the years has been private for whether it's teachers or police officers or judges, members of the government. It's all been sort of private, invite only. But you're opening your doors now for the first time to the general public to actually come and stay at Montpelier and study the Constitution.
Right. That's correct. It's not something we didn't keep it private because we didn't want people coming. We kept it private because we were trying to focus on very specific audiences and leverage points in society. But we get so many requests from people wanting to do it, and we want to do it. And so we're going to finally be able to work it out for do it this spring. And if it's successful, it'll be a regular part of our curriculum offering.
Yeah, well, I'm sure you're going to have a lot of people beating the path to your door to participate
so.
In that.
I hope so.
Absolutely.
Everybody needs to think about this.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah, definitely. And that's one of the themes always whenever we talk to John Whitehead. I mean, his constant refrain is read the Constitution. Just take a moment, take your time out, read it and see what's really there instead of repeating something you may have heard on some cable talk show, whether it's MSNBC or Fox. Read it for yourself.
Yeah, and in fact, if I can, I'd like to just use this as a segue to talk about this program for police officers. The preamble of the Constitution, which is the thing that people quote the beginning of all the time, the we the people that we all talk about. If you actually go through the preamble and think about it, it is essentially the mission statement for the United States, right? So it's we, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Now, there's seven concepts in there that are important. Sovereignty. So it's we, the people. The people are sovereign. Union, which is another word for community, our diverse and plural community. Justice, which is, of course, one of the keys to the Constitution. Order and power come in with domestic tranquility and the common defense. So having an ordered society that has a certain amount of government power, but limited government power. Liberty, of course, the one thing that we all talk about in the United States, our freedom. And then posterity. This is timeless. The Constitution is permanent. We have a responsibility in our generation to leave it for the next generation, and they have that responsibility. And just in that very small number of words, there are seven incredibly important themes that run through the rest of the Constitution and the rest of the way that the government is structured.
And those seven themes around which every great public debate still revolves.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's, you know, turn on the radio in the afternoons or, you know, watch TV at night. I mean, that's what we're talking about.
That's right.
You know, all of those very themes. We're talking with Sean O'Brien of the Center for the Constitution at James Madison's Montpelier. It's center.montpelier.org. And tell us now about this program that you established recently and launched, a brand new program at Montpelier. And you had Charlottesville's own Tim Longo sort of participating in helping you create this program.
Right. I first met the chief a number of years ago when he first came to Charlottesville, and I was in the Citizens Police Academy, which is a great program for people.
Well, you do the ride-alongs?
You do the ride-alongs and learn about forensics and go to the range with them. And
cool.
It's a great thing to do.
That is cool. I didn't even know they did that.
So we met back then, and then I started working at the Center for the Constitution. And from the beginning, I thought that one of the things we needed to do was bring police officers in to study the Constitution. Because what happens is people think that what cops are doing is sort of arresting people and following you and giving you speeding tickets. But really what police officers are doing is helping us fulfill the mission statement in the preamble.
Ensuring domestic tranquility.
Ensuring the domestic tranquility, because without domestic tranquility, we cannot exercise our freedoms, our liberty. The whole, you know, freedom of assembly, freedom of speech requires this ordered liberty that the Constitution describes. And so we wanted to bring the police officers in and have them transform their thinking of the Constitution as a rule book into thinking of it as a freedom book, because it sets out what the freedoms of the people are, and then they're responsible for helping us achieve those freedoms. And so we brought in Tim Longo, the chief of police of Charlottesville. We had Porter Goss, the former director of the CIA, Tim Hafey, our Charlottesville's own U.S. attorney for the Western District of Virginia, and then Byron Warnken and Michael Meyerson from the University of Baltimore Law School. They all came in and talked about different aspects of the Constitution and ways to think about the Constitution to help these officers understand the Constitution in a new way. Now, when they're at the police academy, they learn about the Constitution, but very much from the perspective that we talked about before with, you know, there's policies and procedures you have to follow so that your case doesn't get thrown out on a technicality.
Yeah.
And that's incredibly important. We want them to know that and to understand that. But we also want them to think about
it. It's almost like the Constitution is more of a straitjacket.
Yes.
Kind of thing. Or,
which, you know, it's easy to imagine that being the way you would see it if you were wearing the badge.
Yeah.
But if you think about it as a responsibility you have to the community, to the union of we the people, your job becomes a very different job. It becomes a very grand sort of a vision. And I wish Tim was here, because one of the things that he said at the end of the program, and if you know Chief Longo, you know, he's a well-built guy with...
He's a big dude.
He's a big dude. Yeah. with the great flat-top hairdo.
Yeah.
And he stands there and he pulls his badge off and he holds his badge out to everybody in the room and he says, this badge is not just the badge you wear as a police officer. When you wear this badge, you represent the Constitution. When you signed on to be a police officer, you took an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution. And this badge represents the Constitution and your responsibility to it. And it's incredibly powerful.
Yeah.
And we had in the room police officers literally from all across from Virginia, from Galax to Colonial Heights to Petersburg, Charlottesville and Albemarle, Newport News, chiefs and chiefs of staff and sheriffs.
Wow.
All in the room. And it was an amazing and wonderful thing. They were a wonderful group to work with, incredibly receptive to the content and to the message.
If you just joined us, we're talking with Sean O'Brien. He's the director of the Center for the Constitution at James Madison's Montpelier. I don't know of anything like this in the country. I mean, is this unique in America that you would bring police officers together to study the history and this new vision of the Constitution?
As far as we know, this is unique. Now, there are programs where they study the Fourth Amendment and do more sort of mechanical, this is how you work with the Fourth Amendment.
This is Miranda, yeah.
And this is how you do your job. But in terms of sort of getting more into the philosophy and the principles and the ideals to which the Constitution aspires, as far as we know, this is a unique program.
That's very exciting.
It is very exciting. We're going to be looking to expand this very much.
Yeah. Well, and it's also cool to hear that Tim Longo was right in there at the very beginning, one of the guys that helped to put this together with you.
Well, of course, Tim went to law school when he was a police officer, and he actually travels the country and teaches about constitutional law. Not exactly in this context, but when we started talking about this, he was the first person I called to see if this would work and if people would be receptive to it.
Now, what was the reaction on the part of the police officers who participated in this pilot program, the launch of this brand new thing?
Well, I'll tell you, we did this in the beginning of December, and they were a little bit skeptical. And people came because Tim Longo has a great reputation in the state, and he said, you should really come. I really want you to be there. So we had the executive director of the Virginia Chiefs of Police. We had a DEA agent. We had people from the Department of Criminal Justice Services. And they told us afterwards, I was a little skeptical. I didn't know what this was going to be like. You know, we're out here at Montpelier. But I thought I would give it a try because it sounded kind of interesting. And the results from the exit survey we did were, you know, one of the very best trainings I've ever attended.
Wow. That's terrific. That's got to make you feel
good. Don't change
a
thing. It was great. That kind of comments.
Yeah.
And the police officers themselves were such a joy to work with. They are endlessly polite. They were very helpful. They were clean and on time. I mean, it was really a wonderful experience for everybody on the staff at the Center for the Constitution.
Kind of group that's in their chairs ready to go at 8 a.m.
Absolutely. And cleaning up after themselves.
How about that? And for folks who don't know, for these type of programs that you do at the Center for the Constitution, the people who participate in these programs, you live there. There's a little village there near the main house where people can actually live.
From about 1901 to 1983, the Montpelier property was owned by the DuPont family, and they built a number of structures on the property for their servants and for their helpers. And so we have renovated a number of structures to provide, right now, 20 bedrooms. We're renovating a fifth building right now to give us 27 bedrooms. We have a library and a classroom and a dining room and, of course, the offices. And this is just one aspect of Montpelier. Montpelier also has, of course, the mansion and the visitor center and
the
curatorial
tour stuff,
departments,
yeah.
All that, and field trips for children. So the Center for the Constitution has these facilities. And so, yes, these police officers came from across the state and spent 2 nights at Montpelier. We gave them breakfast, lunch, and dinner and snacks, and they spent the night on the property. And of course, we raised the money to do this, and so this didn't cost them any money. And, you know, we work with teachers police officers, local elected officials. These are not people with a lot of money.
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
we don't want them to not be able to come because they can't afford it.
Is there any plans to take this national?
Well, you know, the center as a whole has had teachers or judges or other people from all 50 states, and 11 other countries have attended programs at the center. So this project was restricted to Virginia because it was a pilot. Our goal is to bring police officers from across the country in. It turns out there's about 675,000 sworn officers in the United States.
obviously, it's quite a pool.
Yeah, obviously they're not all coming.
Yeah.
But what we would like to do is bring in leadership from police departments across the country so that they can get instilled with this attitude and help teach that to the upcoming generations of police officers.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like a whole different approach to policing for the 21st century that reaches back to the founding of this country.
That's right.
It's a fantastic idea. And of course, just very, very cool that it's coming out of Central Virginia and
Absolutely.
Out of James Madison's Montpelier.
Well, you know, Virginia was the cradle of democracy in many ways. So.
Absolutely. Sean O'Brien, he's the director of the Center for the Constitution at James Madison's Montpelier. You can get more information online at center.montpelier.org. Sean, congratulations and thanks for being here.
It was my pleasure, Coy. Thank you.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SevillePodcast.com for more.